Liebe Zuschauer, liebe Zuschauerinnen,
dear listeners, a warm welcome to the program series under the motto, The True School is Life. Today, with the topic, Keep the Inner Calm in Every Situation. Well, who doesn't want that? How often do we react rashly in a conversation? In a situation, perhaps out of hecticness or out of an upsurge of emotions, with the result that misunderstandings or even discord often arise from this. And how often do we think in retrospect, why didn't I stay calm? What was going on? Or how can I do it differently next time? To these and many other questions, we receive answers from the highest source, from the divine wisdom. During nearly 5 decades, and from her open consciousness, Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God, has given countless teaching hours and schoolings on all spheres of life as an offer to people of all cultures to orient their lives to God, who dwells in us and in each of our fellow human beings. Today, we would like to present some excerpts from one of these teaching hours.
Gabriele began her remarks with the following words. God is a near God. Many of us are still influenced by a distant God. Many of us think we have to pray into the heavens in order to eventually reach God. But God can be reached only in us. Only once we have reached Him within ourselves do we establish communication with all things, for God is in all forms of life. And Gabriele explained, keep the inner calm in every situation also means to become aware that God is near to each one of us. Let us keep this awareness in our hearts. God is very near to us. God is our conversation partner. God, the love. God, our Father. The Spirit of love in us knows us. He knows about our pros and cons. Let us keep in our hearts that we may speak with Him, that He loves us and never punishes us, that everything that comes to us in the way of negativity, blows of fate, worries, and the like, are our own inputs, the inputs of hatred, of envy, of destruction. But in His law, God has neither hatred, nor envy, nor destruction. God is always the consistent helping and giving love. He is the Father with whom one can talk. Even if we say, we do not hear Him, we have to admit that we want to hear Him in the way that we want it. But God reveals Himself to each one of us. He reveals Himself not only through the words of the I Am, but He reveals Himself in the situations that come toward us. God reveals Himself to us in the daily occurrences. It's usually the case that when a disagreeable situation comes our way, our blood begins to boil. We get all worked up. What does this mean? I am right. I want to solve the situation as I think is right. Then we cannot hear God. God is just, because in every disagreeable situation that causes us to seethe, we are involved in something negative. I deliberately say involved, because our neighbors who are part of this situation may also be involved. But if we say, I'll solve the situation as I want, or let the others solve the situation, then we are agitated. We do not let God prevail. But God is in every situation. God is the help. And in everything negative which we have contributed to, so that things are the way they presently are, God is, again, the help.
Gabriele continued teaching that God gives us an answer in the situation, that God solves the situation for us. This first requires a step of belief. Do we believe in the near God? Do we believe that He is able to help us out of any situation? Do we believe that He is our Father? Do we believe that we are His children? Do we believe that He loves us? Do we believe that He helps us not only by telling us how we should do it, but that He is just and wants to help everyone involved in the situation? If our faith is bigger than a mustard seed, then we begin to trust. And when at one point our blood boils, then we say, Lord, You are the stillness. I know that I am involved here. I am also to blame in this situation. I will clear up my guilt, my part, but You help all of us to resolve the situation according to Your holy law of love and justice. And Gabriele further said, if we can say this full of confidence in our heart, then it suddenly becomes warm. We become calmer. Our turbulent mind calms down, and an inkling arises in us, an inkling of what we can contribute to the solution of the situation. We suddenly gain inner calm. Our senses turn inward. Our sense of hearing suddenly becomes quite calm, and in the calm, very alert. We hear what our neighbor is saying. From what the neighbor says, we may hear an aspect of the solution. It is God's answer through our neighbor. Again, with another, we suddenly hear out of the conversation aspects that concern us, and we realize this is our sinfulness, our guilt in this situation. We then feel in our heart that we are becoming calmer and calmer, because the situation is developing for us personally and for the situation.
Indeed, dear fellow people, we learn from Gabriele. She continued, and so, to stay calm in this situation means to first of all ask ourselves, do we believe? Do we entrust ourselves to Him, God? Or do we want Him to resolve things as we want? Who knows us better? Does our neighbor know us? Our neighbor does not know us. Not even we know ourselves all the way to the root of the problem. But God knows us. And when we realize that He does not punish us for our sinfulness, but wants to help us out of the situation, help us to recognize our sinful part and to clear it up, then we draw confidence in the awareness only He can be relied upon. He alone can be relied upon.
ist Verlass. Wenn wir auch das bewahren,
if we can also hold on to that, that we can rely solely on Him, well, where do we go then? Solely to Him. Unless we want something from people, then we go to people. And people always share their all too human aspects. They share their ego self. If we are satisfied with that, then we will never do justice to the situation and thus solve it according to God's will. But rather, from the situation, we already create more negative situations again. Therefore, to keep calm in the situation also means to question ourselves. How do I relate to God, my Father, and to Christ, my Redeemer? It is about becoming aware, daily, and that over and over again, that He is a near God. Becoming aware that we should keep in our hearts, God loves us. God knows us. We can rely on Him. He justly resolves the situation with us and through us and through everyone so that we no longer create more difficulties. When we become aware of this and when over the course of time we go into our inner being and realize that it is of no use at all to build on our ego, nor on the ego of our neighbor, because it only confuses us and always brings more difficulties, then we surrender to Him. But surrender to Him means, in turn, as you solve the situation, as you work through me, is just.
And the justice of God is usually different from what we want, from our being self-opinionated, as Gabriele continued. Because it is actually our problems and difficulties. The ego always puts itself above God. It always wants to be right. And as long as we want to be right, we want to solve the situation and again create difficulties from it. This is the restlessness of our mind, and through this we will never find the calm and never find the way to God, and will never see God's justice prevail or hear God's justice prevail. Keep the inner calm in every situation. Once we apply this statement to our thoughts or to our world of feelings, we will know why we cannot keep calm in a situation. From Gabriele's explanations, we also see that the inner calm cannot simply be prayed for or brought about by a certain technique. Inner calm has to be achieved by working on ourselves. Let us try out Gabriele's advice the next time we want to flare up. And let us practice recognizing ourselves in the situation. In this way, over time, we will not only learn to keep calm, but will also increasingly find God in us, as well as a good and open communication with our fellow human beings.
The teaching hour on inner calm was followed by an exchange in which we also talked about prayer, the inner dialogue with God, and the request for help when we do not get any further in our self-recognition. Gabriele also called it a conversation with the Lord and said, We pray, and the answer or the solution comes. It doesn't necessarily have to rise from our heart. We suddenly have it in a feeling, or we see a picture, or someone else says, look here or there. The answers are many and varied. These are conversations with the Lord. Gabriele further explained how quickly the answer, the solution to a problem can come if we turn to God in us and what inner joy that brings, for it is the answer to us of the near God. Gabriele said, the call to within, please help me, is a surrender. The child surrenders now in this moment. We become calmer, and for one thing, the answer is to recognize our part, to recognize what we should clear up and no longer do. And the moment we firmly resolve not to do that anymore, we feel this wonderful liberation. It is a feeling of the inner being, which is indescribable when God answers us in this way as well. Surely, many of us have already experienced that sometimes it is not so easy to find the solution in a situation right away and to immediately feel free again. Regarding this, Gabriele gave the following hint. If we can't clear up something right away, it can help us to say again and again, Father, not my will is done, but yours. You know the solution, and in due time I will know the solution. If this comes from the heart, then already we immediately feel stirrings from our inner being, and we know from ourselves how we can contribute to the solution. But again and again, the surrender and the dedication to God, Father, not my will is done, but yours.
At the end of the schooling, Gabriele summarized saying, our topic today was, after all, keep inner calm in every situation. What might we take from this for the coming week, indeed for the rest of our lives? Seek conversation with God. That does not mean we should listen in. Please don't do that. But it means to entrust ourselves to God. Let us begin to ask ourselves, do we believe? Do we trust Him? Can we surrender to Him? In prayer, in deep prayer, in the call for help, in the devotion of the heart, we find the conversation with God. He often does not answer us in the word from the heart, but He answers us, as we have already heard today, through our neighbor, in the situation. We suddenly get a warm feeling, an image rises, and much, much more. God speaks to us through many mouths. Let us keep this awareness. God speaks to us, but His love and justice want it differently than we want, than the ego wants. Therefore, the surrender. Dear listeners, these are valuable aids and exercises that we received from Gabriele during this teaching hour. They show us how we can recognize ourselves in the situations of our life through the upsurge of our world of feelings, and how we can find inner calm by turning to God in us. In this way, we become more and more sensitive so as to perceive how God answers us. And in time, we will also become more understanding toward our neighbor. And in this way, we will contribute to being good with and for one another. Dear friends, practice makes perfect. Whoever wants to can try it out and have their own experiences, because the true school is life. Wishing us all the best. Goodbye and greetings in God.